Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East City Ranch. We've got a great show tonight. We've got Dr. John Hall. He graduated from the University of Texas in San Antonio with a Bachelor of Science degree in biology and a minor in philosophy. He attended medical school at the University of North Texas Health Science Center and completed his residency at the Western Reserve Care System in Youngstown, Ohio. He is currently practicing anesthesiology and pain management in Texas. He's a diplomat of the American Board of Anesthesiology and a member of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, in addition to being active in the Mind Science Foundation, which dedicates itself to the study of human consciousness. So, you know, we have somebody here with the credentials that knows what they're talking about, and I love this subject being the... I don't want to say the victim of it. I don't really believe in victims. But having experienced it firsthand, I'd like to welcome Dr. John Hall to the show. Are you with us, Dr. Hall?
Yes, I am, James. Glad to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Sure. I mean, I was almost a no-brainer when I heard some of your story. I couldn't pass it up.
So. Yeah. Yeah, now you've gotten involved with satellite terrorism, and you're coming out with it, and how did you first get involved with this subject?
Well, I knew a little bit about it from some of my intelligence contacts. I know some people in the CIA and FBI and various organizations, and had heard a little bit about the capabilities they have with satellite now. Never thought I'd see it used on an innocent civilian population, though. Several years ago, a girl I was engaged to at the time began hearing voices, having full conversations with people that weren't there, began having her condominium broken into, was being drugged with Rohypnol, a date rape drug, and sexually assaulted. And we identified the perpetrators. She was also being attacked with directed energy weapons. Well, we identified the perpetrators through their plate numbers. And they all trace back to a private investigative group that's owned and operated by a former FBI guy and his son, a retired lieutenant colonel with the DOD. So I started asking questions around some of the people I know that are still in intelligence circles. If this technology, which is, according to them, mostly satellite-based, is it being commercialized? Are there any companies for hire, maybe even from other countries, that you can, you know, have somebody harassed with this? And they said no, and they did verify the technology, that it's X-ray imaging. They can see you inside, and they can anatomically correctly attack you with directed energy. So after seeing this happen to someone that I cared about, and then finding out that it's happening to countless thousands of others, not only in our country but globally, I've even talked to victims from Ireland, from England, China, India, you name it. It's a global problem. But thousands of people in our country, plenty of people blogging about it, but no one actually had much out in the literature where somebody that's not a victim and doesn't know anything about it can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get a book that not only has a story of how it happened, but, you know, touches on the technology of how it happened.
Uh-huh. No, I'm a good friend of Dr. Brooks Agnew, and he talks a lot about the heart-based weapons. And what they can do with those, they can actually create earthquakes, they can send frequencies to you to sedate you or drive you crazy or send even sexual energy through these things. They seem to have every emotion down to a frequency and can use these technologies to manipulate people. But I really don't think this is HARP. I think it's a whole separate division or whatever, or different satellites that they're using.
Yeah, there's a bunch of spy satellites and surveillance satellites up there, and now they're even launching cube satellites, which are no bigger than a 12 by 12 square. I don't know if you noticed in the news lately, but MIT actually has created a solid fuel or liquid fuel booster rocket to put them up. They're going to be using electricity to put some of these ultra-small satellites in low orbit. So, I mean, there's plenty of stuff up there. The reason I wrote the book and entitled it Satellite Terrorism, for one, when it's innocent people being victimized, in my book, that's terrorism. When somebody's trying to influence your behavior and your thinking and doing it through directed energy weapons, and satellite, because at least on the intelligence circles that I was able to get into and talk with, you know, they assured me that, you know, yeah, we can do all that, you know, via satellite. And I know some people are saying some of this is HARP, and in reality, it may be multifactorial. It may be a combination of different modalities that they're using to accomplish their goals.
Have you heard the interview with James, I think it's Cosebolt? I'm not sure if I have his last name right, but he was on Camelot, and he talked all about these technologies they have, and he said they can use it through cell towers, they can use it just about everywhere, that they can broadcast, subliminal messages and things of that nature to keep the consciousness down or keep you on edge or excited or even sedated.
Well, they've definitely experimented with just about every way to do it. I know there are a lot of theories that it's cellular-based or using blend towers. I haven't. When I wrote the book, I tried to stick with facts that I could back up with proof, and I figured, having a CIA agent tell me, yes, we can do this to you. The X-ray imaging is what allows for anatomically correct attacks. When you talk to these victims, they're having jaw popping, specific muscles twitching, one muscle group in the arm or one muscle group in the leg, or eye burning on just one side or nostril burning on just one side. It's very evident that the attacks are anatomically correct, which would require some imaging to be done along with the attack.
Uh-huh.
And he said, yep, it's a weapon of war for use abroad, not supposed to be used in, at least in the U.S., by accordance with, presidential orders that govern intelligence capability.
Yeah, we've seen what happens. They actually did away with the rules about using U.S. troops against the American people and things like that, and they've probably done away with that rule, too. Who knows? But, it's just amazing. Now, Nick Bajic also has talked a lot about this. We've had him out to the ranch here as a speaker, I think a couple of times, and he covered this whole technology and showed all of the research and the patents for it and, was talking about who was behind it and who was doing it. And, basically he validates what you're saying, is that they can actually go right into your brain and give you messages and you wouldn't know it wasn't your own thought.
No, it's all based on manipulation of the EEG and thought processes in the mind. And, Nick Begich wrote a very good book on it. And actually, there's all of us that are researching this and becoming activists against it. I'm hoping to get him and myself and several other people that are putting out literature in the public domain about it to have a summit, essentially, to try to figure out a direction to get a congressional hearing, and much like they had for MKUltra, to get some disclosure, because it's more and more people coming forward every day. So it's becoming a bad problem, and the medical community is largely ignoring it. I'm a medical doctor. The psychiatric community, which has actually been at the forefront a lot of these human rights abuses, they don't acknowledge the fact that directed energy weapons exist. They don't acknowledge the fact that there's technology to put voices in your head. If you see a psychiatrist at a local level, and you say, I'm hearing something that you can't hear, well, you can imagine. I mean, your turnkey diagnosis of delusional disorder. So,
exactly. Now, I've got a physicist that came out here. His name's David Farnsworth, and actually his grandfather was Philo T. Farnsworth, who created the television set. But he brought some equipment out here, which were oscilloscopes, and he could measure down below the baseband, and it was amazing what he was doing. And not only was he measuring communications all around the area, he said, you shouldn't have this. You're out in the middle of nowhere. And he said, you've got FBI channels open here. You've got other channels. He knows which channels they use. And he said, look at all these channels that are open here. And he said, also, you're getting targeted from this hill over here, this mountain across from us. And we took some binoculars and looked up, and we could see a van there with a satellite dish on top of it. And as soon as we were talking about this dish, we should go check them out and go up there. The van packed up and took off. So they're obviously monitoring us, somehow. They knew exactly what we were talking about and everything else. And he said, you're also getting energies coming straight overhead, straight down on the ranch. And he was measuring those as well. So he said, you're getting it from the mountaintop over here, and you're getting it straight overhead. And he had a way of triangulating, these energies.
Yeah, I remember I got your email and that you had told me that story, and I went, oh, you know, if you've got that kind of surveillance going on, then definitely you're on the right track to something. I don't know what it is, but but you've discovered something that someone else, or at least the government, is interested in. But you know, the problem with this is, you know, I think you're researching some high end things, but you know, a lot of these victims that are coming forward nationwide, they're, you know, 70% of them are female. Almost all of them are reporting sexual assault with it. This has become mainly a weapon to commit easy rape, and you know, it's got to stop. You know, this is a massive assault on the human population that there's no escaping from. And you know, when you do try to go get help from it, and you tell them, you know, well, I'm hearing voices that are being beamed at me, I'm being attacked by weapons I can't see. You know, once you say that, then the police don't even investigate the part that can be provable, which is the break-ins and the stalking. And almost all of these victims have stalking, much like you had with a van parked on the side of a mountain watching your plays.
Well, it gets even better than that. One time, we had two events here. One time, I thought it was kind of funny because this one guy was here, and he was very skeptical about the whole thing. And I said, of course we're being having surveillance on us, you know. I said, we're having UFOs fly over here on a regular basis, you know. So, you know, we've had every alphabet agency here on the ranch. You know, we greeted them and met them as friends, you know, gave them coffee and told them what we knew and, you know, didn't hide anything. And so, you know, a lot of them, interestingly, they quit, you know, not too long afterward. But they had a shift of consciousness while they were here. But the what's going on? One day I said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? And so I called this friend of mine on his cell phone, and I said, I'll show you we're being watched. And I said, and so I called him on his cell phone, and I said, just go along with me. And I said, hey, they're coming. They're coming tonight. They're going to drop off the technology, you know. I said, right about 11 o'clock. And sure enough, you know, about from 9:30 on, we had all of these strange brand-new Ford trucks and vans, you know, all around the property. And it was just hilarious, you know, watching it.
All with exempt license plates, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, that was one of the things that we did. And the other thing is that, you know, I have certain abilities. I know how to shield certain things. I've been trained in that, you know, with it's a long story. But, you know, sometimes there's just no physical way of shielding from these energies, and James talked about that. Kosovolt talked about there are spiritual practices and psychic practices you can learn to shield from these energies. But the what was interesting is I had a couple other people, husband and wife, were here, and they said, you know, I said, yeah, my bedroom is being targeted constantly, and said, right at 12 o'clock, they hit on the button like clockwork, and this total nauseating, sickening energy comes in. And if I get up and just walk around a little bit and then go to bed an hour later, it's fine. But if I stay there, I get really hammered by this energy. And they didn't believe me, and right at 12 o'clock, I said, walk in my room. And they walked in my room, and it dropped them to their knees, and they got sick and nauseated and barely got out of there. And I said, you know, now do you believe it? And they said, yeah, you know.
You know, and that is exactly what most of the victims describe. I mean, some of the victims I talk to are right at the verge of suicide from this because they feel like it's, you know, it's killing their organs internally. And I have to reassure them, there have been some deaths from these attacks. Most of it has been in people that already have weak hearts, and they start messing with your heart rhythm and end up, at least on from their view, the perpetrator's viewpoint, accidentally causing a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, I think these weapons were meant to be non-lethal. But as you know, I mean, if you're subjected to even something non-lethal 24/7, it oftentimes becomes lethal.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, that everybody I talk to describes the same thing: nausea, severe headaches. Lethargy, just lack of energy from being attacked all the time. And, of course, one of the big things they do with all the victims is sleep deprivation.
Uh-huh.
And almost everybody gets attacked worse at night with, you know, in an attempt to keep them from sleeping. And some of that is ultimately they want you to go to end up in front of a psychiatrist with all these claims so they can seal your fate with a diagnosis. Well, then once you have that, then when you try to call law enforcement or the authorities about the stuff that can be proven, which is the breaking and entering and tampering with your belongings, you know, they stop coming. You know, they just blow you off. They tell you, oh, okay, we'll send somebody out, and no one ever shows. So it's that's why, from a medical standpoint, we're really trying to lead the charge in getting a congressional hearing and getting some disclosure on it.
I think it's definitely something that needs to be addressed because, you know, I'm seeing just over and over, you know, what's that thing, absolute power, you know, absolutely corrupts or whatever.
Yeah.
And you give these people the toys and the technology, and they have no consciousness. They have no service to humanity or any concept of that. Even seems that they don't have any consciousness of right and wrong. They just, whatever they can get away with, they're going to do, they take it to the limit.
Well, James, you know, it's one of those things where this technology is so evil. You really think about it, put it in perspective, the ability to control someone's thoughts, put your thoughts into their head where they'll act on them. You're controlling another human being. You can make people amnestic. You can, with the end of the satellite imaging, you can break in without being caught. It's one of those things where I even think a lot of people who get hold of this technology thinking that there's some good use for it, like you said, it rapidly corrupts them. Even a good person, if they found out, oh, I can target this guy I don't like and really ruin his life completely and have no chance of getting caught, you know, it's like the ring in Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's, you know, no matter who wears it is going to be corrupted by it. It needs to be abolished. So
I think the people that develop these technologies are already totally corrupted. You know, not to get into the conspiracy thing, you know, but it's pretty obvious almost all the conspiracy theories are now becoming blatant facts. And there does seem to be a group that just lusts for power and wealth at any expense, and they just want total control of human and human consciousness and everything. And it just seems that they'll stop at nothing until, you know, they have the dial or the button that they can just push a button and take care of whoever they want to take care of.
Well, exactly. One world government. And I was talking to some people in a lecture not too long ago, and they said, well, you know, that we're not too sure about the one world government thing. And I said, well, look at our current administration. You know, all of the czars that have been appointed are eugenicists. You know, they've already talked about a one world currency. All of the major industrial countries are talking about one world government. You can only control the people with guns and taxes so far. You'll always miss people when you're trying to control with guns and taxes. With this technology, you catch everyone. And I even talked to one former DARPA scientist who said the people that are being harassed and that can identify this when it's happening to them are the subset of the population that can't be controlled, that most people can be controlled with this.
Uh-huh.
And that's a scary thought. If you think that they're only targeting the subset of the population that's uncontrollable, then... I mean, then they're already well underway at a one world government or a new world order. So
yeah, we can only pray for a massive coronal mass ejection to take out all these satellites, which is probably in the books. You know, I think that's, you know, the old saying, you know, man plans, God laughs, and I think there's a bigger picture getting ready to unfold, and they can't see it. They know something's coming, and they know that they're. Game is coming to an end, you know, but I think they're going to play it out to the limit and just do all they can to knock down consciousness here on the planet and just to usher in as much pain and suffering as possible.
Well, you know, in talking to a couple of people that I know that are still in intelligence circles, and I have this on good authority that I know in your line of work with extraterrestrial research and things like that, one of the diversions that they were talking about on using with the American public to take away the focus on the government doing some of this was to blame it on extraterrestrial sources.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, which I thought, you know, basically they're going to start manipulating everyone, controlling everyone, and then try to say, use the extraterrestrial theory as the boogeyman for it.
Uh-huh.
And I know even one of their, Michael Persinger, one of their former naval microwave researchers, has actually recreated or simulated alien abduction in the lab using microwave energy bombarded against the temporal lobes of the brain. He can simulate alien abduction.
Uh-huh.
And if the government's working on that, then, I mean, that kind of tells you that, you know, that's kind of the road they're going. Because what better excuse than to have people being victimized by this and claim it's extraterrestrial rather than your local CIA. I mean, that's a perfect cover.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a. I know they've got a lot of things under their sleeve there, and one of them was to create the threat, you know, the extraterrestrial threat, and then they were going to use that. You know, they're running out of countries to level, you know, and you know, they've got Iran and maybe North Korea left, and who knows, maybe they might end up down in Somalia or something.
Yeah, it's like we said, they're running out of countries to have as a boogeyman to create a diversion with, exactly.
Yeah, and their next big one is the ETs are coming to eat you. And I think Hollywood's major behind that. A lot of money goes to Hollywood to put out these movies of you know, ETs coming to create human pilaf and, you know, destroy the earth and, you know, whatever, you know, experiment on people. And you know, I think there's a lot of money behind that. But, you know, to me, it's like, you know, the... Are you familiar, now this is off the subject a little bit, but I guess they just uncovered some huge pyramids, some Mayan pyramids, and they found out now that inside the pyramids were all these writings that said that, you know, in 5,000-something years that there was going to be a grand reunion with the ones that gave them that information in the beginning, you know, coming in from the Pleiades and other star nations are going to be coming back and returning. And I think the thing, you know, we don't really have that much to fear from anything coming, you know, from space. It's more what's right here at home.
Oh, yeah. Is that the Mayan down in southern, in the Yucatan? Where I think I heard something about that. I didn't follow up into it much, but
yes,
I know there's a lot of people focusing on the Mayan calendar right now. I know that.
Yeah, yes, they found something bigger, a city bigger than L.A. with pyramids and everything, and they're uncovering it, and now they're saying that what they're getting, you know, they've gotten into some of these places, and they said there's a very, very clear message that 2012 is a grand reunion, you know, with the people that actually gave them that information and the Mayan calendar and the technologies to build the pyramids and everything in the beginning.
Yeah, well, that would be great, because it's like you said, I don't think our fear should be placed on anything coming from out of space. I think our fear should be right here with, you know, the major industrialized countries that have created this type of technology, which is, it's not just ours. You know, that there's victims from China, from India. I just got MRIs sent to me from a gentleman in Ireland not long ago looking for chips in them that's for covert chipping, which it's my understanding now, at least from talking to sources, that you don't need to have a chip in you, that all this is being done with EEG recognition and frequency, biofrequency marking for the tracking. But older technology, people that have had this going on for a decade or more, may indeed have chips in them, and we have found microchips in some people. So that's the first thing people always want to rule out, have they been covertly chipped? And, you know, a lot of these people have had lost time. You know, they've been drugged, woke up at home, you know, and you know, some of them feel like they're abductees. Some of them feel like they've been drugged and chipped. You know, it's just we're wading through the stories and trying to discern out what's really gone on in a lot of these cases.
Yeah, I know the going back to James, I think it's Cosabolt. You have to look at that interview. It's on Camelot. But he goes into these deep underground bases and the experimentation that's going on there, and it's just hideous what they're doing, and they're, you know, creating these Manchurian candidates and, you know, chipping these guys, and they're abducting them, drugging them, splitting their personalities, sending them off to do just heinous acts, and now their memories are coming back to them, and it's not a pretty picture, but it does seem to tie into all of this. From what he was saying, he was giving, you know, dates, times, people, doctors, everything, you know, and talking about what they can do with these technologies.
Well, you know, and the scary thing, James, too, is a lot of this isn't being done, you know, in basements at Langley or Fort Meade. You know, a lot of this is being done by accredited, you know, big universities. Now, it's not when they publish their literature, they publish their studies, you know, they're headed, you know, the titles of the studies don't say, you know, in, you know, ability to create a Manchurian candidate. You know, they're not that blatantly obvious. You know, they title the studies differently where they look benign. But a lot of the studies are being done at major universities. There's a researcher at the University of New York in Albany that has created a microchip that she can put in the brain that allows for direct communication inside the head. There were several other researchers at University of Irvine in California. The Army's working on synthetic telepathy, the ability for warfighters in the field to communicate thought to thought with each other, which tells me that they already know how to do it one direction, you know, from a satellite platform or a HARP platform, however it's being done. If they're already looking how to make it available between warfighters in the field, then they have already known how to do it unidirectional, you know, from a base platform to a single target and back.
Uh-huh.
And this is all being published in major journals, and that's the same way with MKUltra, you know, the early mind control studies. You know, all of those studies were published in psychiatric journals. A lot of the doctors that were in charge of those programs, Ewan Cameron, Sidney Gottlieb, Jocelyn, Jocelyn West, you know, all of these psychiatrists were well published in psychiatric journals and guilty of some of the most hideous crimes against human rights that there has ever been in this country, and all went on to pass away with glowing eulogies in their journals about what great researchers they were. So, you know, that's the thing that we're really looking at, is not all of this is being done in the dark dungeons at Langley. Some of it's being done in plain sight. You just have to look for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying that it's all tied into all these, it has all these fingers to it when you start tracking this stuff down. And you know, I'm curious, have you, any of the people you've been working with and some of the victims of this technology, have they talked about any visits by the black helicopters?
Haven't heard too much of that. Now, I do have a lot of victims see, you know, nondescript vehicles with ham radio antennas on them. Some people get followed around. There's one individual, James Walbert. His story's been in Wired.com. He's been victimized for some time. He actually got an injunction against the people doing it. And has Representative Jim Guest from Missouri on his side trying to pass legislation against electronic harassment. And his case is a little bit different from most, where he is followed everywhere he goes by people that have ham radio antennas. And there has been research into microchips that do respond to ham radio frequencies as far as, you know, being attacked. I mean, burning of the skin and changing your behavior. Using ham radio frequencies. That's one of the things we're looking into. I have talked to people who hear helicopters flying over their place and things like that. Now, they haven't particularly said that they were black helicopters, but that's the interesting thing with this technology, too, is they can make you hear whatever they want you to hear. A real common one is footsteps on the roof. A lot of these people say, well, I hear people walking around on my roof, and then when I walk outside and I look, there's nobody there. And that's strictly manipulation of the EEG of the auditory complex.
Uh-huh.
You know, they can make you believe you're hearing things that aren't there, because to your brain you are hearing them. It's being put there. But
you know, that's something that's been happening here quite often, is people hear these footsteps on the roof. And you know, now that you mentioned that, I didn't even think of that being, you know, part of the program. But you know, I've had that, especially, you know, people living here actually right now, is they always go, did you hear that? You know, somebody was actually walking on the roof, and they've heard it several times. And, you know, I've heard, you know, big bangs on the roof, like something hit it, like a big, you know, like somebody threw a big rock and hit the roof, you know, it wake me up.
Now, one victim here in San Antonio was having that, and she did find giant rocks, and it was a nearby neighbor that was working with, in San Antonio, it's a PI group that's accessing this technology.
Uh-huh.
And there was some of the neighbors working with this group, and late at night they would throw rocks at the roof of the house. But the footsteps on the roof is a common thread through all of the victims. And that's what we've been narrowing down. I'm on the medical board of a group called Freedom from Covert Surveillance and Harassment, or Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. If you Google them, they have a big website. They have a list of occurrences you can look for that you might, you know, see if you're being electronically targeted. And working through that organization and talking to, you know, 600 plus victims, everybody's particular circumstance is a little bit different in how they became targeted, but the way it's being done is almost identical in every scenario, which tells me that it's being done with a template, that the people accessing this technology are basically being given a manual with it on, you know, do this, do this, do this, this is how you do this. And the stalking and the breaking and entering are all part of a psychological operation to put you in a victim mentality. And then, but the rest of the directed energy attacks and the EEG manipulation, making you hear and see things, are all almost the same. So that's how we know this is being networked out in every state, at least in the United States, because it's being done by a template.
And no, I agree, because we found things would happen on a timetable, right at 12 o'clock at night. It was like, you know, right on schedule, they would hit with this energy. And I would actually have to leave my room and make sure I was not in my room at that time. And then I went and slept in another room, and then they found me in that room and hit me in that room. So I was just going, you know, there's no way of getting away from these guys. They seem to be able to track me. And obviously, you know, at first they just, I think it was just automatic at 12 o'clock. You know, we flipped the switch. We figure he's in bed. We'll just, like, nail him there. And then I guess they realized they weren't getting the results they wanted, so they started, you know, tracking me with whatever other technology they have. You know, it was getting crazy there, and it would go for a while, and then it would quit, you know, and then it would start up again, you know, who knows. But we're fully aware of what they're doing.
Well, and probably the reason it was happening at a specific time each time is this is, at least I know here, the group of perpetrators work in shifts. And probably it was somebody else being victimized from 10 to midnight, and then it was your turn from midnight until whatever time in the morning. I mean, that seems to be the way they actually operate. I mean, you know, we've actually been by the homes of the people here that are the perpetrators, and it's being done from behind a computer with a headset on. You know, they're accessing the technology and can make you hear what they want you to hear and attack you while they talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things where right now there's no way to prove it, and our legal system hasn't caught up with technological advancements in a lot of things. So that's why we're really looking for a congressional hearing, just to get our legal system caught up with the technology, so we can at least get some closure for some of these people that are going through this.
Uh-huh. Now, is there any way possible of monitoring this or getting some kind of a, you know, I guess a microwave beeper or something? That's what we have here. We have this microwave, a real sensitive microwave beeper, and we have a tri-field meter as well, and it just goes off the chart. But I think some of these other waves, they may not be as measurable.
Now, a tri-field meter is one of your best bets, and as you've seen, and I've recommended this to a lot of victims, and a tri-field meter will go off the chart when the energy starts coming in, as you've seen.
Uh-huh.
Another way that what we're working on now is a lot of the, let me go back. The way people hear voices are two ways. One is ELF wave, and one is direct microwave hearing to the head. Now, microwave hearing or voice to skull, you hear in your head.
Uh-huh.
What most people complain about is hearing people talking about them, and it sounds like it's just outside the window, or neighbors, you know, maybe across the way or outside the house. Now, that is ELF wave, and they bombard the entire house. So that way, as you move room to room, whatever vibrates and moves air in the room, whether it be a ceiling fan, an aquarium, running water picks up the harassing audio real well. If a toilet flushes and the water runs through the pipes of the house, or a bubbling aquarium, it's just the right frequency to amplify the ELF wave audio harassment. What we're working on is a way to record that.
Uh-huh.
And what we found is it's in the early stages, but we've modified a gossimeter, G-A-U-S-S-I-M-E-T-R, gossimeter, to be able to attach a digital recorder to it. The gossimeter will actually receive the ELF waves. The digital recorder will then record it, change it back into sound, and record it. And we've had some success with that. Unfortunately, none of them are made to do that, so it has to be an electronic modification to it, but that's one of the things we're working on and have had some success with. And believe it or not, just, you know, run-of-the-mill Sony digital voice-activated recorders every now and again will record that sound. But the bad thing with the voice-to-skull, the microwave hearing, Even the Army couldn't figure out a way to record that. In their addendum to non-lethal bioeffects of non-lethal weapons, which came out in 96, where they talk about using microwave hearing in hostage crises and to incapacitate enemy combatants by putting voices in their head that are not their own, in their own research they state that probes on the head or probes in the ear cannot record the sound that the victim or the subject is hearing within their head. And I don't know if you knew this, but the Air Force has a call out right now for private contractors to come forward with different ways to shield against directed energy, specifically laser, which tells me that they've created these weapons and they don't know how to shield from them either. So
yeah, that's quite interesting. They, you know, they let these monsters out of the cage and they have no antidote.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just boy, you know, it's just unbelievable what is going on, and I know we're probably just touching the tip of the iceberg and what's happening. It might be even bigger than we can even imagine, you know, on a much grander scale.
Well, if you know anybody, or when you, as I mean, I know you're pretty popular in your, you know, in your field, and if you come across people that think they're being victimized by this, the best organization out there right now is Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. And we are going to be doing some studies. We've got a really extensive survey to narrow down exactly what people are complaining of, along with some neurotransmitter testing. We're going to be testing for different levels of, you know, serotonin, melatonin, various neurotransmitters, so we can go into Congress armed with some proof that, yes, here we have 1,000 people that all have this going on. They all have this lab parameter being aborted. And we need to, you know, we want to know what's going on. This isn't mental illness. This isn't science fiction. This is science fact. Most of these people are very highly educated. You know, these are people that had normal, successful business lives, professional lives, that get torn apart because the minute you go to your boss and you say, you know what, I'm under surveillance, I'm hearing this and I'm being attacked by this. Well, I mean, once you have a psychiatric diagnosis, your world falls apart. So, I mean, it's devastating, and it's getting worse. You know, the one good thing 10 years ago, there was nothing about this. There were a handful of people blogging to each other, and no serious research going on. At least now we have several organizations that are handling the complaints. We've got several different disciplines looking into it. Hopefully, we'll get to the bottom of this. My big fear is, if you remember the MK Ultra hearings, Rockefeller Commission and the Church Committee, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be a 70-year-old man in front of Congress trying to remember what happened to me in my 40s, you know, and finally getting something done when it's too late. You know, that's what I do not want, and that's why we're being so aggressive about trying to get this in the hands of Congress. There's got to be one person left up there that's still an honest, decent person, at least one, and that's the guy we're looking for, James.
Yeah, have you taken this to Dennis Kucinich?
I've written letters to him. I haven't heard back. You know, he hit the nail on the head with the Space Preservation Act of 2001, which obviously you've read. You know, he talks about in that bill, weapons with the ability to change behavior, change weather. Attack financial institutions, which is another thing that all these victims are noticing, money disappearing out of their accounts electronically.
Yeah, I've had that experience.
and I know the group here that we caught accessing this technology. The private investigative group has members listed as employees of the agency. They're also employed at Wells Fargo as mortgage brokers, and several other of the PIs are employed as real estate brokers. Which leads us to believe, at least in our scenario, that they're financing themselves through mortgage fraud. Which, if you talk to a mortgage broker, they can work almost anything out on a mortgage. You know, send the money to an anonymous person, and you just don't pay it back, and it gets written off.
Yeah, pretty common.
And the banks have no way of tracing a lot of these electronic transfers, which sounds like you've had some experience with that.
Yeah, we have. Would you be open to taking some calls?
Sure, James.
Okay, I think we've got Christine on line 2. Let's see if we can get her on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Christine.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Dr. Hall, as well. So, do you want me to start?
Yeah, sure. Do you have a question or a story or whatever you want to do?
Well, what I don't want to do this evening is sort of kind of go into my targeting, so to speak. But I do want to let your listeners know that there is a very large group of us that are experiencing the most bizarre things on Earth. I could have never even imagined this. And the terms are organized stalking, electronic harassment, electromagnetic radiation attacks, and psychotronics. And mine all started with a homeowner association, literally with a woman I'd never even met. It basically started over a piece of paper. She wasn't complying with the law, and I wanted her to do so as a homeowner in a homeowner association because there's liability concerns. I sent in for a notice of complaint with the Attorney General just asking her for her contact information, and then the stalking started, and my phones weren't working, and the directed energy weapons, I've ended up in the emergency room, psychotronics, the projected images, the voices in your head, and I just literally, I'm a very, very lucky targeted individual, because as soon as all of this started for me, I was on the internet searching every time something happened, and then I had connected with Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. So anytime something happened to me, I didn't have to go to a psychiatrist and tell them my story because I had this huge group of people to tell my story to. But I would like people, I would like your listeners to know of a couple of websites that they can go to. One of them is called mindjustice.org, and Cheryl Welsh is a target and very, very well-versed with the technology, and she is out of Davis, California. And you can go onto her website and learn a lot about the technology. And there's another website you can go to, raven1.net. Eleanor White actually has a booklet on organized stalking. She's been a target for 20 years. I actually consider her a pioneer in the field of organized stalking because when you read her booklet that you can actually download for free because it's an e-booklet, it talks about this organized stalking to a T. And for me, I had had her booklet after I realized I was gang stalked. So anytime something happened to me, I already knew what was happening.
Yeah, there's it's definitely going on. I get calls all the time, and that's why I'm doing this show right now, because I've experienced it myself, and I get, sometimes I get up to 1,200 emails a day if I go on a major radio show, and some of those emails have some pretty bizarre stories, and now it's all being validated.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, when you speak to other people like yourself who you have a radio show in your experience in, so it's easy for Dr. Hall and I to call in and we can have this conversation, because you understand it, you've experienced it, and you actually kind of have to be targeted to even get it. And I'll tell you this. A year and a half ago, had any of these victims told me their stories, because I'm extremely open-minded, I would have asked for information, probably, to validate what it is that they're talking about. But to the average person, when you are talking about some of this, they kind of look at you like you know, are you sure this is really happening to you? It's like, yeah, it really is, believe it or not. And for me, I actually have eye exams and ear exams from the loss, because I was literally hit so hard with directed energy weapons, I ended up in the emergency room, to the point of I have been in a constant state of pain with all of my organs for the past year and a half. And you would not believe what I do to actually aid in my healing. I mean, I literally lay in oxygen chambers. I have what is called pulse electromagnetic frequency therapy. I'm on an amino acid regime in the morning, and I drink coconut juice and chlorella. I mean, it's literally crazy what I am actually having to do to stay alive.
And no one should have to do that, James. I mean,
it's crazy.
You know, that's exactly my sentiment. Nobody should have to go through that, and I know I've experienced much of the same thing, and people just look at you sideways, go, oh, yeah, you know, he's lost it, and there's another conspiracy program going. But, you know, this is real, and I've heard it from so many people, and, you know, and just seeing it myself, I have no doubt whatsoever. And I also know people within, you know, these agencies, which I can't really say by name, and they've also validated that these technologies are real, and the psychotronics and the, you know, making you sick and ill and targeting organs and all of this stuff is there. The technology is there, and it is being used.
And, you know, like Christine said about a couple of years ago, she would have kind of really thought about what if somebody told her this story. Well, you know, I'm a medical doctor. We're taught to think in the box, not outside it, trust me.
Uh-huh.
And and even on when I was on Coast to Coast the other night, you know, George Norrie asked me, he said, well, 10 years ago, if some of these victims would have told you their stories, and I said, I would have suggested a psychiatrist. You know, that's the way we're taught to think. We're focused on the medical end of things. And not much else. And you know, if you haven't looked into this technology and what the capabilities are, you know, as a medical doctor, and somebody comes and voicing these complaints to you, that is going to be the suggestion. And it wasn't until you know I had people close to me victimized that I took a further look and went, you know, this is, you know, delusional disorder has a 0.03% incidence in the general population. Well, if that's the case, and that's on a you know, and that's on a proud scale. I mean, it's probably a little less, but at best, a 0.03% of the general population can be diagnosed with delusional disorder. Well, if that's the case, then we've got them all in one organization. What are the chances of that all of these delusional people found each other in one organization, voicing the same delusion? I mean, it's just impossible.
Well, the other thing, too, it's like, you know, prior to a year and a half ago, I'm completely this normal person, and all of a sudden I'm delusional. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, just all of a sudden, right? You know, I do want to say one thing, probably before you take your other caller, is that I've been sending out emails to my friends this past week with regards to James Walbert's court case, Dr. Hall's book, A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America, Jim Guest's letter, that he's got on, you know, letterhead from the state of Missouri. And I'm sending out my radio show interviews that I've recorded, mostly with Dr. Hall. And most of my friends have literally ignored my emails. The friends that have acknowledged my emails, one acknowledged this person lives in Tibet. And I got an email from him today. And I sent him an email regarding a man who's been targeted in that region of Nepal for quite some time, and he currently released a book called Killing Me Softly, and I'm sorry I don't have the name written down.
Mm-hmm.
My friend sends me an email today, and he says, Dear Christine, many people have been tortured like this in Tibet since March of 2008.
Yeah.
So it's not like people don't know about it. They do know about it. And
mm-hmm.
what is such a huge concern for me, and I was listening in on your conversation before I got on the call, is that where is our responsibility for humanity? Why are our public representatives allowing this to happen?
You know what I've seen is, you know, with this chemtrail thing, it's the same thing. You know, they measure the toxins coming down. They have, you know, boron and barium and aluminum, you know, sometimes 4,000 times over the accepted amounts. And incredible what's being sprayed overhead, and nobody wants to talk about it. And it's just,
yeah.
And there's major talk show hosts that will touch every other conspiracy, but they won't touch this one. And it's so obvious, you can't miss it. It's in your face. It's happening right over your head. You know, you get sick right afterwards. And, you know, we were down in Mexico, and this one chemtrail plane came right down the coast, just sprayed, you know, just a massive chemtrail. And 2 days later, you know, this, not to get graphic, but people were projectile vomiting and, you know, shooting out of both ends, and just everybody at once got sick. And you put two and two together, it's very obvious what's going on, but nobody will touch it, just like they're afraid to touch, you know, this subject.
Well, it was the Koch family, a baseball player, actually lived in the Bay Area and then moved to Florida. And he was actually on the news, and it just said, you know, these silver filaments are coming out of my skin. And the news didn't go into the details. And then Dr. Oz was actually on Oprah and talked about, you know, Morgellons, I don't know which way the word is to say it. But he talked about it as well and didn't say where it came from. But, of course, they have to be careful of how they word things on the show. But at least they acknowledged it.
Uh-huh. Well, and, you know, amazing thing, James, is Morgellons disease is most prevalent in California, Florida, and Texas. And that's also the three states where most of the victims of this technology are. According to our surveys, most of the people complaining of directed energy attacks and electronic harassment are also in those three states. So
the Florida and the Texas confuse me because, you know, since it seems like this has becoming even more of an issue since 9/11. Well, isn't Texas and Florida the red states?
Well, you know, in the Texas has a large contingent of NSA now too. There's three NSA bases right here in San Antonio now, and also at Brooks City Base, which is an Air Force base, is where they're doing all of the armed forces have combined their directed energy research at Brooks City Base. So I know San Antonio's definitely got its share of the high end of it here. Now, Florida and California, obviously the perps, just like the warm, sunny weather. So,
yeah. Yeah, it seems to be just hitting everywhere.
Have you ever talked about a website called peaceandspace.org?
I have, and I know some of the people involved in that.
Okay.
And definitely people need to look at that one as well. Okay. And, you know, I think probably Dennis is about the only one I know that is addressing, Dennis Kucinich is addressing these issues. But, you know, he actually wrote a bill against the chemtrails to stop it, and it got, you know, taken out of the other bill. So maybe it's time people put some pressure on him to stop this space-based weapon thing and, you know, add the chemtrail addendum back in there and get on with it. There's enough people that know about this. Maybe we should all combine, you know, with the chemtrail organizations and the space-based weapons, or all of them, you know. Maybe we should all just combine together and just go in there as one big group.
Well, when I saw the Space Preservation Act of 2001 get written in its bill form, I thought, oh, finally, a break. But by time the DOD picked apart that bill, what actually turned out in its final writing was nowhere near what Dennis Kucinich actually initially wrote.
Yeah, they tore it apart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, unfortunately, we're out of time. We just go up to 5 minutes before the hour. So can you give your website out and any other websites you think people might need?
Sure. The name of the book is A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America. Website is www.satweapons.com. And another great web place is Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance, which is freedomfchs.com.
Great. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and Christine, for you sharing your story, you know, talking about what's going on. And, you know, hopefully we'll finally have a voice in this and put an end to it.
Well, thank you for giving us a voice.
Thanks, James. And remember, knowledge is power.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well, yep.